Inside 6 Yards is proudly supported by 1951 Goalkeeper Coaching.
For more information, you can visit their website at 1951goalkeepercoaching.com.au.
Or you can find them on Facebook.
Or Instagram.
At 1951 Goalkeeper Coaching.
Links are in the description below.
Oh, that's naughty. Oh. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Inside 6 Yards. I'm your host, Yatesy. With me, as always, my trusty co-host.
Mr. Tommy Gunn.
Yes.
Did you like that?
It was very naughty.
I liked it. At the end?
It was very good.
There's the new one.
It caught me by surprise. I was like, oh, look, there's a ball. And all of a sudden, pow.
Bam.
In your face. Look at that.
I6Y.
Get it all in ya.
That's it.
All right. So I guess we could call this a bit of a special content special.
We've been meaning to do this for a while, I think. Yeah.
We were lucky we were able to actually play against each other too.
Yes. So if you like that video, please let us know. And if you think that we played terrible, please let us know as well. There's definitely a few good moments, a few bad moments, but I think it's not too bad though.
And the real bad moments got edited out, by the way. So you won't see any
The real ones. Bad ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Editing over here. But yeah, so this week's episode, we're going to keep it chill. We're going to relax. And we're going to react to one of our own videos. So the Tommy Gunn versus Yatesy preseason friendly highlights. If you haven't seen the video already, go visit the channel.
Watch it.
And watch it. It's good fun. I traveled quite a bit away.
You went on a bit of a journey.
Yeah. So I was already in Busselton for a family holiday. But then we had a preseason friendly on and I was like, we're versing Mr. Yatesy. I cannot miss this game. So travel back. I think it was a 2.5 hour drive just to get back and then played the game 2.5 hours back. Enjoy the rest of the holiday.
So spent $1,000 worth of fuel just to get
Mate, it was worth it. Gets it just the things I go through just to get content for you guys. Mm. The things I go through.
Yeah. Tell me about it. All right. Well, let's get right into it, Mr.
Right
Tommy.
Into it.
Let's go. Let's start off with the kickoff.
All right. So I will. We'll get the screen ready so you guys can see. Bam! There we go. All right. So you can see us reacting in the bottom left-hand corner. Mm. If you can't see us, please hit our YouTube channel up at Inside 6 Yards.
That's it.
Or youtube.com/Inside6Yards.
But don't do it while you're driving.
While you're driving. No. If you're listening to us while you're driving, just enjoy the sexy sound of our voices, or Yatesy's, more or less. Hmm. Mine's more like, still pubescent, I think. A little bit. All right, but let's get these highlights under the way. But I think it's awesome that Curtin has the VO system, which is awesome.
A few clubs getting into it now.
It's good. It's a great system.
It is a bit pricey to get it.
I think it's worth it though. Like,
oh, definitely.
You know, like. Video footage of yourself being played, you can see so much more. So here's the first highlight that we've got here. Ooh, a little chip in.
Just flapping around those arms.
Yeah. Got to love a little through ball. Here we go. I'll get some action here.
Didn't connect with that, did he, Ricky? No.
He didn't really quite get there.
He's a model, by the way, because he's such a good-looking individual. Yeah, good-looking cat, that guy.
Oh, God. A little free kick there. Quick play and then you've come out and collected that. Well, I think that's good. And you've come out and booted it.
That's what I love to do.
Loves the old drop kick. Great little through ball there. But my defender's cleared it.
Yeah, Nick's quite quick too.
And I've just collected it on my left boot, which is good. Good little clearance. Great through ball here as well to one of our strikers. And
good communication there.
And good cutout by you. So there we go. So we've got some good highlights going so far. I think it's pretty good. Pretty good. I think this might be, look at that little cutout. There you go. Playing a high line, cutting out. That's good. Tommy Gunn's doing well.
Outside the other way.
And nice little roll out to the other side.
It's quite confusing with all those different lines on the pitch, isn't it? There we go. Nice.
Oh, love a two-fister. Yeah. I love a two-fisted pump there.
I think some people would say should have caught that, but I think that safety first, let's just get rid of it.
Oh, here we go. Here's the first. Hey, great save there from Yatesy.
Went down too early.
So instant replay. Love the instant replay.
Doof, outside the foot.
Technique.
Nah.
5 out of 10, but at the end of the day, it's not about the save. Sometimes it's just about keeping the ball out of the net. You got a bit unlucky here for the first goal. Nah, like,
I think I would... a little bit unlucky, but I think that was definitely my... I went down way too early.
You think?
Yeah, way too early.
Let's have a look at this. We're just going to pull it back a little bit for this one.
I've preempted that.
Yeah, it's a bit... It's a difficult one. Did get a deflection, so, like, but still. You know, he's had a shot. It's deflected. It's fell badly. Yeah.
See, if maybe, I stood up there...
If you stood up, you may have been able to get to the second shot, but...
Hands on the hips. Yeah. So we have another breakaway here through the middle.
Yeah. Great through ball. Good ball. And good cutout from you. Playing a high line, come out quickly and claimed it. And good throw out to your right side there. So that's good.
Here we go.
Overall, a lot of good stuff happening here.
Is this the goal?
This is the goal. And what you don't see... I'm going to pause this here. What you don't see on the camera, this just looks like he's beat me hard. And he has. In retro terms, he has beat me hard onto my right. And I probably could have had that covered. But what you don't see is the deflection that it comes off my defender. So from the camera here, you don't really see it. But it's actually what I've done is when he's shot, I've dove to go for the shot. And as my defender's stuck a foot out, it's actually deflected away from me. So it's gone from an easy save to a full stretch save, but I've already dove short to it. And yeah, he's just beat me from there. And it's actually coming off the post. So a bit unlucky. But
look at this stage obviously we know the result, but we had a game here at 1-1 and it was
good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Game on. Unlucky. You just get a bit unlucky here with all these balls. All these
bounces, yeah.
And terrible tackle there.
So from what from Alex, he's kind of, his foot got caught up while he went for that challenge. So yes, it was a bad challenge. Shouldn't be making those challenges, but no. Look, these things happen. You know, we're not perfect.
You know, you have to be careful around that 18 yard box. Yeah. That 18 yard box is very precious. So you know that as soon as you put physical contact on anybody coming through, they're going to go down.
Yeah.
So you need to be careful with that.
It's unfortunate these days.
But yeah, so here we go. So we're going to go to the penalty here. You've just went the wrong way.
Yeah. See,
nothing you can do there.
If I picked the right way, I would have had that.
Yeah.
Because it was a good penalty because he psyched, but it was...
So this is a good little bit of play from Kent Curtin here as well.
Playing from there.
Just not a very good finish. Easy scoop from me.
Wasting a bit of time.
Well, why not? 2-1 up.
And that weather was crazy. It was humid as anything that day. You can see the cloud cover over there. Yeah,
definitely. I was all for just giving the boys a bit of a break.
Yeah, good, that went good out.
Little, yeah.
Referee.
Good little turn there from one of our midfielders. Crouchy. Oh. And there's Crouchy. A little shout out.
His leg literally wrapped around that whole ball.
Yeah.
His 6 foot long leg.
Oh, mate.
Makes me look short.
You can see why we call him Crouchy. Yeah. His real name's Alan, but we call him Crouchy. Definitely didn't get full contact there, but easy little clean scoop up there from Yatesy. An easy roll out to your left defender there. So that's good.
Play it back
to me.
Open up.
So this is where I've opened up, done the right thing, but the execution on my pass was not right. So
well, you hit a man.
I hit.
You just wasn't playing.
You just wasn't off. You just off the pitch.
Yeah.
But again, that's something that we've talked about as well, off air as well, talking about how we need to open up the game as well. So for me, taking the touch, I've opened up, I've done the right thing, and I've picked the pass. I've just had execution on the final ball there.
And it's an important aspect of the game, I think, as goalkeepers is, you know, footwork is key and it's essential. And that body positioning and that first touch that you make on that ball needs to be a positive touch on the ball.
And I agree. I know that that's a game, part of my game I need to work on. Mm-hmm. And that shows in that the touch was good, but the execution of the kick, not good. So, but, and I kept it in the highlights. I kept in my own screw up in the highlights. And I'm the one to edit it. I must be stupid. Or, yeah, there you go. Just shows that we're pulling out real content.
Boom.
I think this is a great...
I got worried here.
Yeah, I can understand there. That's our captain, Augie, there as well. And Augie, I know Augie's eyes would have lit up on that goal there as well. But I think that's really good from you, though. You've come out, you've saw the through ball, you've come out quickly off your line, and you've dealt with it well, I think. So,
it's a good ball, though.
There's a lot of great, good goalkeeping here as well. You've collected that, rolled them out.
Simple.
There's a lot of simple, but well-executed goalkeeping here as well.
Oh.
Good through ball. Just didn't get full connection there from the striker. So easy done. And again, I've done exactly the same thing just the on the other side. Yeah, so good little whipping ball here. Another thing is like, that ball should never bounce, hey?
If you go back, sorry, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just watch how high my knee went there. I got a bit worried there.
Let's pull
after
it back.
So it was after the thrust of the free the kick. Volley, yeah,
and we've got the whipping ball coming in next. You got that is a good educational thing for young keepers out there as well. You need to protect yourself.
Yeah.
As much as you know, some referees are good at looking after the goalkeepers. Some not so much. Mm. So
nothing malicious to put the knee out. It's just more of a protection.
No, you're not putting your studs up in anybody's face. You're not doing anything stupid. You're just putting your knee up, protect yourself a little bit, and it goes a long way. And definitely a good thing for young keepers to learn when you're coming out to collect that ball. You know, jump, put a knee up, protect yourself.
You watch with the AFL, they do that same when they grab a mark.
Yeah.
They always got the knee up to protect themselves.
Yeah, it's good habit to get into. And this is some good playing from the back as well. Again, and this is where we talked about as well. We talked about how we should open up as well. So this is when we did discuss this as well. So we'll track this back as well. And we'll just show you guys here. So we think that I talked to Yatesy about this as well, is that instead of opening up, he's actually narrowed himself down to the side where the ball's actually just come out from. So what we would like to improve on as well is this is a good room for improvement where instead of closing off, if he took his first touch was maybe his left foot or right foot and opened up, you've actually got a defender here waiting for it. Plus you've got the winger out here as well. And you want to open up the play.
Yeah, because when soon as that he was a centre back, so left centre back there, gets the ball, that gentleman in the middle there will go press that and then opens up for number 19.
Exactly.
So, yeah, again, this is why these videos are so it's great.
Yeah, this is where, we play at a good level, and this is where we can still improve, and we can see areas where we can improve. And it's not about going, oh, yeah, we should have done this and should have done that, and we're nitpicking. Yes, there is a little bit of that, but it's only to improve and to help the team to become better.
Education.
Yeah, and it's good. And it's good that we can show you guys as well that process of us interpreting our footage and seeing where we can actually improve as well.
Good turn that was.
Yeah. And that's a great pass through here as well. Good little chip. And I'm just unlucky there as well. You can see you're a bit frustrated there. You're like, ah!
Yeah.
But again, nothing wrong with holding the ball up for a few seconds and waiting for... And then just a bit unlucky there. Good open up. And then a bit unlucky there.
Very unlucky.
Defenders just stuck a foot out to try stop the through ball going through to the back stick. Nothing wrong with that.
Good ball.
So again, this is an interesting one. So I've come out. I've actually been beaten to the ball. The ball hasn't gone out. So I've actually came out and closed them down here as well. And this was another area for improvement that we're going to go back for as well. So I was just going to show you guys here as well. So if you actually watch me, when this through ball comes in, and we're going to play it in just a second. When this through ball comes in, I actually step backward. And instead of staying forward, I've actually stepped backward a few steps and then realized, oh no, I should be coming for this and then come forward. And then I'm there second. If I'd stayed high and then gone forward, I would have been first to this ball. So have a little look. So from here, we'll just pass this goal.
Quick geezer.
Bam. So you'll see my body position. I'm going backwards here. And you'll see me go backwards. And then I come late and I've been beaten. Yeah. This could have ended badly for me if he took
a penalty.
Could have been a penalty. Could have also, he could have took a better touch around me and then it was an easy shot. So plenty, always good for room for improvement there. But again, it's always good just to review the footage and see, okay, yep, I made that little mistake there.
Now, second half now.
We're into the second half.
Here we go.
Before we get started with the second half, though, I think we should have a little break, though. Have a little break. Hear from one of our sponsors, Mr. SDL. Absolutely loves it. And we'll be back very shortly after this little ad break.
Stay tuned.
Inside Six Yards is proudly supported by SD Leisure.
For all your goalkeeping needs without breaking the bank.
SDL provides quality goalkeeper products, including goalkeeper gloves,
game day and training tops,
full kits, including matching shirt, shorts and socks,
three-quarter pants and even padded compression shorts.
For more information, you can visit their website at sdleisure.com.au or you can find them on Facebook
or Instagram
at SD Leisure.
SDL, it's all about you,
the goalkeeper. Hey everyone, welcome back. Always got a love to see a bit of SDL in the podcast.
Oh, definitely.
If you need any more info, you just go to the link in the description below. SDL will look after you. But second half, we're just going to get it all sorted now. I think I've got it. Where am I? Where am I at?
Where are you at, Tommy?
I don't know, mate. I think I've royally screwed this up.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. We're at the second half now. Yeah, let's just get back into here. Second half. So what's the score? We're 3-1?
3-1 up for three, you boys.
3-1 up to Dinella. Definitely a lot of areas for improvement. But I think we've both done well. Like, just as a recap, I think the first half we've both done well. We've stayed a bit higher. We've come out and collected when need be. A few little areas where like I could have stayed higher. And maybe collected a few balls. Mm. And I've kicked a few balls out instead, you know.
And for me, it would be that distribution, just opening up and switching sides, switching play.
There you go. So, look, we're always looking to improve here, but like, let's get into the second half. Super excited. Let's have a look. Straight out the bat. All right. Big long throw from Crouchy. Them situations are so stressful as a goalkeeper.
Just on your toes.
You're like, oh my God, where's the ball? Where's the ball? Where's the ball? And then luckily you just spill straight to you and you're like,
jump straight on it. Yeah.
Yes. But I remember watching this at the other end just laughing. And he's going to send it long. Oof. Send it. Just send it. That's a big kick.
That's almost 18. There's a push in the back by Ricky there too.
I was super worried, you know, because that ball shouldn't have bounced. It should have been dealt with straight off the bat, but just,
He's still down.
He's still down. Ricky's still down. Cut inside here. Great through ball here. And then you've come out again. A bit unlucky, you know.
Look, to be honest, not going to lie, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Knew what I was doing. I was hoping I'd... Because it was, if you go back, it's just...
We'll see if we can go back here a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just so where that point of contact was. And it was kind of, if you look, it's kind of just on the 18. Yeah. So this is what we were talking about before.
Great through ball though from very good ball. Here.
Should have been a bit higher off the line, would have been mine. So that is just inside the 18. So the thought process was, do I come out with hands? But then if I come out with hands... It could be just outside the 18. But look, again, tactical. I kind of had to do it. It would have beaten me.
Yeah, it's one of the things that, like, you know you've been caught late.
Mm.
Take the hit and then take. Because it's either a certain goal or maybe a 50-50 chance of you saving the penalty. So, look, again, it's tactics. But and, then again.
It wasn't a – I didn't – I came out knowing I was going to probably commit a foul, so I had to just – just give him a little nip. Didn't want to hurt him. So it's only a friendly.
So you put your hand up. You're like, yep, I know what I've done.
Yeah.
Here comes the penalty. And this one is unusual. Can you talk us through the penalty, Yatesy?
So it's very, very frustrating, as you can see, as I kick the ball away.
Yeah. I'll see if I can go back in the frame.
So read him like a book, knew where he was going. The body posture was telling me where he was going.
Yeah.
And it's literally bounced in front of me and it's gone under me. So I've picked the right way, two hands out.
So you can see you've picked the right way and there's the bounce of the ball. So it bounces just before like the line almost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can see that ball there and then it's just kind of kicked up and it's just kind of, is it kind of squeezed under you?
I'm pretty sure it's gone under.
Yeah. So it's just it's just one of those things. Unlucky, man. Like just... This is where we've gone 4-1 up from here and
cruising for you boys now.
Yeah. But still the game's not over. There's still a lot more left to be done.
You can win the game in the last
through ball here. Love that. Love that. It's
quick distribution out too, which is
good collection and quick distribution out to the other side. So that's basically my natural go-to is the other side. So you know, if the ball's come out one side, that's the other. Here's a good little bit of distribution from you here as well. Look at that. Ball's, boys call for it out on the right. And you've picked him pinpoint.
Good ball. So that's good. Loose.
And I've come out for this one.
Ooh, right on the side there.
Yeah. So just to rewind this a little bit, just to give you a bit of heads up what's going on through my head here. So as this ball's coming across, I've decided to come out. But at this point, I've realized, okay, he's just behind my player. I'm on my line. Normally, I'd either make a decision. If I'm past my line, I'm booting it to hell.
Mm.
Or can I take clean possession here?
Yeah.
And I made that split decision second, going, no, I can take clean possession here. And then I've just...
Lucky, too, that Nick's not a malicious guy. Cause
yeah, because he could have took me out.
He was in the right to kick for that ball there before it hit you. So. Yeah.
And then I've rolled my defender out. He's come back to me, and I've come out the other side.
And then again.
I love this little passage of play out of the back here, which was good. The little dink over the top. Mm. Love doing that. The ball didn't work out well from there, but I did my bit as the keeper.
Nice, easy one there.
Yeah, easy collection there. Didn't have to come out for it for that one. Kind of just went straight to me. Had a few options there, but then decided.
How long?
Yeah. Love the old drop kick. This is where I've drop kicked it right on Bogdan. Like, love that drop, that little drop kick.
In front, yeah.
Beautiful. Picked him too. I was like, told him to run, and then I've put it right in front of him. Loved it. Good little save here from you.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting it, the shot.
No, no.
But you've dealt with it over the crossbar, which is good. So, away for the corner. So, not bad.
That looked offside too.
Yeah, it was a bit of a tough one. A bit of unlucky bounce there.
Mm.
Yeah, didn't really feel like a dude.
He picked the angle, didn't he?
And he did well. He finished well. There was no doubt about that. He finished very well. And again, similar to the fourth goal, like you could have probably took him out again, but then it would have been a red.
Thing with that, it was a tough one, that one, because could have done the same thing. The call was made that the man was running across by myself, just wasn't picked up, unfortunately. But
yeah,
look, that's football.
Pull it back again, have a quick look at it, but.
So you can see him with his arm out.
Yeah, made the call. Can see where he's running.
Yeah.
And this is where we've talked about as well. And me and Yatesy have both discussed the gap between the goalkeeper and the line of defense. And basically making sure that if any ball comes in between you and your last line of defense, you should be able to get there. So it's up to... And it's... It's a difficult one as well at times, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, and you're doing a million and one things at once. You're focusing on your positioning. You're also trying to communicate to your defenders, and then also it's just there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And we're not always going to get it right, and that's what we love about the video footage, that we can be like, okay, this is where we can focus on and areas to work on.
Exactly.
And that is the end of the highlights, man. Like, that's where it ends at full time.
Yeah, old mate there relaxing by the goal.
5-2? Yes. The final score?
5-2 was the final score.
There we go.
Maybe a lovely heart touch moment there.
Yeah, I love it. That's a little meeting in the middle there. But yeah, look, that's the highlights.
That's it.
It's overall, though, I think it's a good game. I didn't think we played bad.
Yeah, look, I think there's probably two, maybe three goals in there that I personally think could have done better, which would have changed it to maybe a 2-2.
Yep.
And then you look at it too, like with your attackers, maybe could have missed. Well, they missed a couple.
Yeah.
Same with our boys. So it could have been a blowout.
Yeah.
The score could have been, and that's why we love playing football, because, you know, if you watch that game and took the goals out, I don't think you would have guessed the score.
No, exactly. And it's football is an interesting game. Like, you can have all the possession, all the shots, all the opportunities, but you can still lose the game.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's and we as goalkeepers as well understand that it's so frustrating when your team has all the possession, all the ball, all the shots, but doesn't put the ball in the net. And all of a sudden, you know, quick counter or something, and all it takes is one opportunity, and all of a sudden you're losing the game, and you're like, how are we losing this?
Well, look, that's what happened to Germany just recently, didn't it? They lost to, was it West Macedonia.
Yeah.
2-1.
Yeah.
West Macedonia scored in the last, I think it was like 84th, 85th minute.
Yeah, in the last 10 minutes. And won the game 2-1. Yeah. So,
and you look at the percentage there, I'm pretty sure Germany had majority, I think it was like 67% possession.
Yeah.
So that's
it. And that's just football. And that is football, ladies and gentlemen. That is.
That's why we play the game.
Yeah. And like, you know, some days you're going to love it. Some days you're going to hate it. But
she's a cruel mistress, she is.
Yes, football is a cruel mistress. But it's good. Like, if you can get your hands on footage of your own games, it is so valuable. I don't think we can emphasize that enough.
Oh, no. It's very valuable. Valuable like gold or oil.
Yeah.
It's one of those. We all need it. And also, too, you might watch it and you might not see anything on it, or you could notice maybe one thing. But look, if you've got a goalkeeper coach or even your coach, send the video to them and get them to look at it. And then when you come to training, then you can base this training around what you need to do or what you need to work on, and also for future references as well. So for penalties, for like what we said with distribution. So next time it happens to you in a game or a training, you'll remember that video and you can work on what you need to do.
Yeah. So like even when I'm looking at my footage as well, I'm looking at sometimes not even the goals. Mm. I'm looking at how am I assisting my team through building up play? Am I distributing the ball effectively? Am I doing the right things? And I think that as a coaching point of view as well is so valuable.
Mm, definitely.
And you can work liaise with your goalkeeping coach, even your head coach, and you can work on drills and training exercises to assist you in, you know, areas of improvement. Mm. And also where you can work with your team as well. So it's not just an individual thing. It might be a group thing where we're not in the right positions. Okay, let's figure out how we can improve on that as well. And I'd love to do more of these as well. Like, you know, hopefully, you know, this is not the only time that we get to play against each other. But yeah, it's definitely an awesome feature. And I'm glad that more clubs are recording their games.
Yeah.
It is such a valuable feature.
And it's easy to do too. Like this, obviously you do nowadays. get a software with Viva or whatever it is. But then even just simple with your iMac computer, you can edit the videos and cut and change and all that type of stuff. So
it's not hard. Like if I can do it, a lot of people can do it. You know?
I still haven't figured out how to edit it, but that's different.
It's like, because you don't have to.
No, that's true.
That's why, because you got me.
I just sat at home and talked to you.
there's a lot of great systems out there. Even, you know, even just the, you know, you get somebody down with a camcorder or, you know, and you've even seen your old Ben Foster, you know, YouTube channel where he's putting the GoPro in his goals and stuff like that. Even since little things like that, they may be able to help you. But obviously, this type of footage can give you a better visual picture of the...
Because it follows the game, follows the ball movement.
Correct.
You can track players on it too. But you definitely don't put your phone down because you might get nicked or something. So just be careful with that.
But their VO system is brilliant. And I'm hoping to see more clubs in the State League and NPL use it. Just for more educational and to help. Because I find it so valuable. That's all right. We'll just kick the camera. Yeah.
Like that.
It's all right. I'll adjust it, mate. I'll adjust it.
Here we go. Just comes me straight out of the picture.
Yeah. We don't need Gatesy, do we?
No. You just hear my voice and a face for radio.
But yeah. So. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And I enjoy taking aspects of the game and then taking them into training. Because then it brings a wholeness to the game. Mm. So you go, okay, this is what I did wrong, or not necessarily wrong, but could improve on.
Could do better.
Yeah. And then you're like, sweet, okay. And then you develop, or you talk with your goalkeeper coach and be like, yeah, can I work on something to do with this? Because I know I did this. I could have improved on this. Can we do this? And they're like, yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
And you develop exercises to be able to help that, and they'll go again. And it's a constant cycle. There's always something to improve on. If you know, you always there's always something that you could do a little bit better.
Yeah, it's just another tool in your coach's belt to have. You know, you can you can run plays all day, but unless when you see it, because some people are visual learners, some people, you know, need to do it to learn. Like it's yep. so different how it works. So having that tool in the coach's tool belt yeah. just helps out as much.
Yeah, always helps. Always helps at all. If you'd like to see more videos like this, please let us know, guys, in the comment section below. But really enjoyed this. I think it was good fun.
Yep.
But I think that's us done for another episode of Inside 6 Yards. But I've been Toby Gunn.
That'll make me 80.
And this has been Inside 6 Yards, guys. Take care. Stay safe. Remember to hit that subscribe button.